With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
This XFL Picks Week 6 edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same game parlays to live in-game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. Bet 100 and get 100 at winbet.com or download the WynnBET app and start winning today. State restrictions apply. We're also brought to you by our Final Four Watch Party. April 1st, 7:30 p.m. SGP will be at the Ice House in Los Angeles. Come hang out with the gang. All the info over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/icehouse.
Hey, it's Peyton Manning and you're listening to SGPN. Let's rock.
Everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan, Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kram?
Dog.
I'm in the box.
Yes.
I'm in the box.
Instead of the man in the box, we have the men in the box joining us. Host of the Bottom Line Bombs, newly minted, has its own feed. Make sure you download that, subscribe. CJ Sullivan, what's happening, CJ?
Hey, how we doing? And welcome to the box.
I'm going back to the box. I never go back to the box.
It feels good in the box.
Put him in the box. Can we fit two guys in the box?
Now we can. And you know what, Sean? You're in the box now too.
Yes. Lock me out of the box.
We're all in the box together.
Careful. Careful, that there's madness in that box.
There is.
You can lose your mind in that box.
Excited to have CJ here. You know, especially with the
Colby serving a 1-day suspension. We don't need to get into it, but yes, it was awesome hanging out with you, CJ, in at March Madness, hanging out. I was tuning in to the debut episode of Bottom Line Bombs on its own new feed.
Yeah,
you had some great recaps. Of course, we were sitting next to a guy who, a 60-year-old gentleman, ordered multiple prostitutes.
He was incredible. he came up. He was our neighbor. We knew we were going to have a good neighbor. And I'm so glad, like I said, I came in there. I was just going to do the less than 24-hour thing. That's how you do it as a professional. But, you know, but if you slip up once, which I did, I got cocky. I pushed my 6 a.m. flight to noon because it's Southwest. It's like hitting the snooze button. Now, 10 o'clock going, flight, 11 o'clock going. Flight, 12 o'clock flight. So that messed me up, but if I'm glad I did do that, because if I didn't, I would not have met our neighbor of the morning and the bad service of that.
Well, and the group next to us who had the guy who was a huge prostitute advocate, sex worker. Sorry,
women he didn't know.
Yes, women he didn't know. He was also taking. I forget what we actually said on the march on the on the St. Patty's Day show. I may have blacked out there at some point.
I did during the live broadcast for that one. Yeah.
Yep.
It was awesome. They bought us a round of shots, and it was like, you don't need to buy us shots. You gave us like 20 minutes of content.
And first
on multiple
of all,
episodes.
The friend looked like the, if you remember the old World Series of Poker broadcast.
Yeah,
he looked like the guy who did the play by play, not the comedian other guy, like the World Poker whatever. You didn't sell the way that this guy delivered all of his lines. He was he wanted to be a comedian. It was like, hey guys, just so you know,
hey, you hear the one.
He had great delivery.
I got some girls and I don't know him if you know what I'm talking about.
He is solid. He would huddle us up. He was like a coach drawing up the play, if you will.
Oh yes.
And of course, CJ has his whiteboard. If you're not watching already,
I brought the whiteboard. As we know, the clipboard did not make it through Bob Hope International. Vegas. You
get in your clipboard taken from TSA is great.
So he huddles up for a joke. He goes, "All right, first things first. You guys seem cool, right? You guys seem cool. You know the
he's
day was
already
right.
told us about the horse. Yeah. He's still checking with us.
That he didn't need to check with. That he was just like, all right.
He did ask at one point, you guys are regular human beings, right? And that's when he started talking about the horse.
Sir, we're awake and we're at a bar at 9:30 in the morning in Las Vegas with buckets full of beers. Yeah. You can go ahead and tell a dirty joke to us. But he starts off with like, what religion are you guys? So I'm like, oh, I like this already. And then he goes off to tell like a racist joke. Whoa, what does religion matter? I just like to know that for my own personal.
He's running.
That's all the same.
Actually, perfect time to transition. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/survey. We're running a little listener survey, and one random person will get a $100 SGPN gift card.
Yes.
SportsGamblingPodcast.com/survey. We're not asking you your religion, but.
No.
Really?
Yes.
All right, that didn't make the cut.
No, it didn't make the cut. We don't care about that on our survey.
But we probably care more about your degenerate lifestyle choices.
Yeah, just how much you bet and where you bet and that kind of good stuff.
He had all that covered too.
He cost was not an issue.
And it was Friday, it was St. Patrick's Day. And then instead of betting on all the first half unders, he accidentally bet on all the first game unders, which worked instead of going whatever it did on Friday, which was like 7-9. He went 14-2. He stumbled into it. And he hit some crazy money line dogs. Yeah. Guy really had a dream. He looked really happy.
14-2, round two for the whores. That's what that means for him.
He's stimulating the local economy. It was, if you're a whore, it was a great weekend to be out in Las Vegas.
The whores at Palazzo were all rooting for unders. It was amazing.
Normally you'd assume the whores are on the overs, but they were not. They were all on the unders.
That guy was taking them all.
Hey, you're looking to get in on some more March Madness Sweet 16 right around the corner. And of course, daily NHL, NBA. So many ways to win over at WinBet. Just download that Win Betting app or head to winbet.com where you, of course, can bet big, win even bigger. Bet 100, get 100. Same restrictions apply there, but oh man, so many ways to win. They got that sweet win hour. Of course, if you hit the longest long shot parlay of the week, you get $1,000 free credit over at WinBet. So many ways to win.
Hashtag Degens only.
Just head over to winbet.com. Terms and conditions at winbet.com. Offer subject to change. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WinBet is available. If you or somebody knows a gambling problem, 1-800-522-4700. And a couple big contest slash live show. Getting the Final Four show at the Ice House. And of course, SGP at the Masters. Well, watching the Masters at Stadium Swim, hang out in the cabana, and get a 3-night stay at Circa Las Vegas. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/golf party. And if you don't win, you can get a discount room. Promo code SGP15. Hang out with the ultimate degen, Derek Stevens, true degens only. Of course, he busted Noah's chops, Noah B, out there for the college basketball experience. It was great seeing a couple of fellow Michigan guys just getting busting chops back and forth. Although it was really a one-way street of Derek just busting Noah's chops. He was like getting us all whiskey, and he's like, "What kind of whiskey do you want?" And Noah's like, "Oh, I'll take this." And then he turns back to the bartender. He goes, "Well, whiskey only for the new guy."
I mean, I love Derek, but again, I could see him doing the Tony Soprano, walking into the bar and grabbing the phone and smashing the bouncer over the face. Sean, real quick, yes. As you were saying, golf party.
Yeah.
It made me think of the fact that our friend also had a golf party, and now all I hear when I hear golf party is
I'll enter that contest. Is that eligible?
Yeah, he also was planning on the following day, him and I think it was like him and three guys, and they each were going to get a prostitute to be their companion for the golf round, which I was saying to CJ, I go, you know, I'm not a prostitute guy, but I'm also not one to judge. But it seems like that would be,
you heard
that
his
would be
joke,
two huh? separate things. Like 5 hours hanging out with a prostitute, making small talk for maybe 10 minutes in there.
A lot of holes out there. Well, of course.
He had a great, you know, you guys will be proud of this. I think if you, did you hear his joke, his hole joke?
What was his hole?
Oh, he's like, this way we all get to pick which hole we want to play.
Oh, nice. Fantastic. Yeah. He was confusing with the logistics of it a lot. I think he was saying like three strippers aside, like three strokes aside, like he was getting for the front nine.
I will say, I mean, golf makes you tired. I would say, you know, if you're mixing in some right. of that, you might not be playing your best game.
And even his Thursday setup, he was saying he had one coming there. He had one set up in the bathtub. In the bathtub with champagne, just in case that didn't fall out. You know, like those like 80 sitcoms where you have two dates in the same restaurant. And you got to run back and forth, you know. Yeah,
he was back in time to watch the second half.
Yeah.
of the second block right. of games. And he's but north of 60. Again, so he must be a sword vitality.
Wow.
He unsheathed his sword. We'll get to that later, but he was all over the best, sword vitality.
The best little nugget was when he came back in between the two, he was just wearing a sweatsuit. He knew he didn't want to get dressed for real because he wanted to be able to get leisurely quickly. All right, you ready to talk XFL?
Week
you,
six.
I hope we put those girls to work like on a golf course. Like ask for like club advice.
Well, I was
you know,
saying, does she
which
care?
Way does this putt read?
Does she is she out there with the yardage book? Is she like club down, Tony? Yeah. This is. I know yesterday you hit the 8-iron, but we're gonna carry. We got to carry this trap
club,
here.
Yeah, club down. Put club it back down. In your pants.
I'm feeling a little wind coming. No, this way.
You need to regrip.
Could just be I'm on Xanax, but
I mean, it'd be funny to just have the three girls play against each other.
Oh, and
you're
bet
with your buddies.
It?
Yeah, and you think
that would be amazing.
She's the
actually.
One that has to take the shot.
I love it.
All right, and by the way, if you shout out to the XFL for playing a game on the opening day of March Madness.
Oh, going head to head. Doesn't care.
Continue to.
After dark, too. Yeah, it was great.
Just no strategy in this situation.
Also, I want to say before we start, if anyone needs the whiteboard to prove any of their points, it's in the middle.
Well,
Andy, erase. I'll handle the erasing. draw it up.
Keep it away from Edie.
All right,
he might put his fist through it. Accidentally.
I know.
I didn't mean to talk college basketball.
You're cross-board
on an extreme right. football.
Anytime
league.
You can drop an Office Max reference, I like it.
It doesn't. I know it doesn't stand for extreme anymore. It stands for the intersection of opportunity and something else. It
stands for ecstasy, oddly enough.
That's what we called it when we were kids. By the way, did you guys catch the Coach Prime? Talking about how things were back in the day. Like, no one has a number at Colorado right now.
Coach Prime
love
is
this guy.
Hilarious.
Love this
he's
character.
Calling people out for socks and uniforms. Meanwhile, he had do-rags and 50 pounds of diamonds on
the chains?
Out there in Florida.
All of a sudden, he's a strict uniform guy.
As a guy who's working into being an old guy nicely, yeah. I am really appreciating how quickly Dion is forgetting his childhood.
Amazing. Childhood, like his Domino's pizza commercials from a year ago. He's forgetting.
Him and Coach Saban just selling out for Aflac. All right.
He's the best.
10 a.m. on the West Coast. Saturday, Sean. My. Seattle Sea Dragons. Are facing at this point, can we relegate the Orlando Guardians? Seattle laying 8.5 here, a comical amount on the road. But everyone knows Orlando is the Las Vegas of the Southeast. Without casinos. -380 on the money line. Orlando +310. 42 is the total. Oh, boy. I mean, I'm autoplay. I have yet to pass on playing Seattle. Well, and had we done a podcast last week, Sean, I would have hit my lock because the Sea Dragons got it done.
Sure did.
Well, Vipers.
While you talk, I'm going to just quickly wardrobe change.
Vipers won pretty. Guardians did cover the number last week, 32. Yes. It was last week. They're playing.
It was Saturday night.
Yeah. 32-35. Vipers seemingly kind of controlled that game, or at least The parts I saw, they were up by nine late. I don't know. Orlando,
it was a last second touchdown. It was a 50 yard bomb.
It was a classic back door. I mean, everyone's talking about the bad beat that is TCU Xavier. Not a lot of people are talking about how if you were laying the number with the Vipers, you got snake bitten, ironically.
Jesus.
Hashtag fan game.
Yeah, which I was. And I had luckily I had the over as my lock of the week, which easily hit. But I'll tell you why it's even worse bad beat, though. Because when I handicapped and laid the seven, which was pretty tough with a winless team with Vegas there, but my handicapping was you're going against Paxton Lynch and then maybe DeAndre Francois. The news of this league is so under wraps. Next thing you know, Quentin Dormandy's out there. Yeah. Oh, wow. He was just fired for selling the playbook, and he put it.
How can you trust a guy who loses his job? Or wait, he was benched, then he was released, then they stripped him of any mention, his stats, and everything.
God. And now there's an independent counsel, there's private investigators. Now is he back on the team? But he's whipping the ball. He's 22 for 25. Now looks good.
Do we know who's going to start for Orlando?
You gotta go Dormandy. He's the only one with the plays. They put the others through the paper shredder.
I guess Orlando's like one of these like movie like high school team stories.
Yeah.
Like nothing's like the guy picked everyone based on where they grew up. And then the team like it really sucks, but now and then he's calling the team out on national TV, and then maybe the team's starting to come together here. Well, and the guy who tried to betray them and comes back to be the hero of our story.
Like, I don't even know if a lot of these people are allowed to leave the state of Florida if there's a legal issue
or
something.
The Sea Dragons are legit. Again, there's not many legit teams in the Extreme Football League. And I at this point, I'd say maybe the cutoff's at like four. At 3.5, maybe. Seattle's one of them.
Seattle's
Sean hates
Danucci. I love the Danucci. Like I say, he's
in on the fix.
With the Danucci. Well, that's the thing with the Danucci. With the Danucci,
they did have a quality win against the Roughnecks. But even with that, Danucci still did throw three
everybody
interceptions.
Everybody eats with the Danucci. Offense gets a ball. Defense gets a ball.
It's
anybody scores
style.
With the Danucci.
It's family style.
I know. And there's such Danucci bombs he throws out there. And it was such a big game, but
huge game.
I mean. It's a long layoff too, so that's why I don't probably think of it. Normally, would be kind of a letdown situation there, but Orlando's pass defense is hilarious. It's just hilariously bad.
It's so bad. But can you take Seattle as an 8.5 point road favorite? It's a long trip to Orlando. Are they actually coming from Seattle? I know there's like
Remember they come from the hub.
No, I know that's
they
where
travel
I forget
together.
Where the hub is
in Arlington, in Texas.
Okay, so
I mean. XFL sharp over here. Sean, you want to get the snorkel out, maybe? I think this Seattle can cover big numbers. They're coming together. They have.
Their offense has actually been bad the last couple of weeks, but their defense has actually stood up incredible. Ron's been zooking.
Seattle, I'm looking at the yards per game. Justin J Mark of the XFL Gambling Podcast putting in some nice research here.
He's my guy.
Orlando is kind of in a sieve, 226.4 pass yards per game, 2.6 passing touchdowns per game. I guess what I'm worried about is we get a backdoor situation with Dormandy like we just did in the Vegas Vipers game.
And
a half point home dog is crazy.
No, because no one gives a shit about them in Orlando.
And Terrell Buckley is hilarious, coach. I love Terrell Buckley. I love him calling him out, but like it's like no one listens to him. He doesn't listen. He doesn't listen to them. He's like you hear because everyone's mic'd up. You hear the line changing, trying to change the plays, and the coach is yelling and the quarterback yelling back at him. No, we gotta do it this way. Come on, he doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
And it's crazy too because they don't have separate radio broadcasts.
Right.
So if you listen. I've tried to listen a couple times in the truck to punish my wife, and they're just I can't even take it
because
there's like it's just you hear those like play calls and it's all over each other. Right. Guys are talking over each other.
It's very distracting.
It's a tough listen. I'm gonna go Seattle minus 8.5.
Of course you are.
I know I just made a case for possibly the Guardians as a home dog, but I think really as a situational handicapper, here's what happened. The Guardians shot their wad. They had a chance to beat the Vegas Vipers, and they couldn't get it done. That was the ultimate dream-crushing loss for the Guardians. And the Dragons,
battle of the
they
worst
got enough.
Teams, I mean, you nailed it. That we when we broke the I guess we were just talking with Colby about it in Vegas, but it was just a tremendously bad matchup. And fun fact, Sean, the Sea Dragons would not be in the playoffs if the the season ended today.
When you also crazy. Amazing though, if Orlando loses this game, they are mathematically eliminated halfway through the season.
That's great.
In an 18 in a 14 division, or half of them makes the playoffs.
Well, because you're
mathematically because
in the North it's Defenders.
I know.
Wait, did they not up? Has the XFL.com?
There's
not
two updated? Divisions. It's Texas. It's all of Texas and Orlando, and then the rest.
Yeah. So Defenders are 5-0, and then the Battlehawks 3-2, and so are the Sea Dragons. Vipers 1-4, and then in the South you got the Roughnecks 4-1, Renegades 3-2. The Brahmas are hanging around at 1-4.
It's already over. This is where the futures market. Maybe this is why it's off the board right now. But we discussed this early in the season. It's like they won't figure out the rules of like two teams. There's always a bad division when they do this.
Well, here's the thing. I think if Arlington loses this week, maybe they're an interesting team to get a future on because they have a two-game lead over the Brahmas, depending on how things shake out.
You're playing it wrong. The way to play it is you play the Brahmas. Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah.
Probably. I mean,
they play each other, and the Brahmas are only a three-point dog, so... I think there's some value. CJ, what are you doing here? What's your
I was coming in thinking Orlando on the spot in a dormity and getting it. I even saw a 9 out there.
Oh my goodness.
But
if you're getting that CLV
shop it.
But this is a get right Danucci game and like
I don't know about Danucci.
And they need to keep winning for this playoff, like you said, them and St. Louis back. So they can't take this game off. And you're talking about no home field advantage in Orlando.
Yeah,
absolutely.
They lost to Arlington. I mean, St. Louis. That's why they currently aren't in the playoffs. So they have to continue to go. And again,
down at Camping World Stadium. Everybody, Danucci's going to hit Disney World. Everybody, I mean, it is just.
Everyone is going to hit Disney World. Like on the company dime. Let's go. A little fun, little work. They're going to score points, and you can't
with Furman like they were. Sean Green called that out in Vegas that they're ripping up in Orlando and Disney. I questioned that, and you were exactly right.
you were saying, oh, what are they going to be doing, riding the teacups?
And they did. They got a little like the Buccaneer.
All right. They got work.
Second Saturday game, 4 p.m. on the West Coast. The St. Louis Battlehawks. Cuckoo.
Yes.
They're heading to Vegas to take on the Vipers. Battlehawks laying 3.5, -170 on the money line. Vipers +145. 42.5 is the total. Yeah, I mean, AJ McCarron continues to, I don't want this team to continue to. I need the Sea Dragons in the playoffs here. The DC Defenders are clearly the class of the league.
DC Defenders are legit.
I need this loss here for St. Louis.
They're making it 3.5. They're making you think about it, but you really shouldn't be thinking about it. I mean, this Vipers team, they beat the Guardians, but it was a bit of a shootout. Like that defense is a complete sieve.
Yeah.
I think the Battlehawks, like my original take on the Battlehawks was going to be to fade them on the road and take them at home. But, you know, they had some crazy road wins. Of course, that miracle win against the Brahmas week one. They beat the Dragons in Seattle on a short week. The Defenders have had their number. They've beat them twice. But, other than that, they're undefeated except when playing the Defenders. It's a simple handicap, but I think they're a noticeably better team than this Vipers team. And the Vipers, it's a letdown spot after their first win, I think. What do you think, CJ?
Well, you consider it a letdown spot for sure. I like to fade Coach Tony Meatball as much as I can here, Anthony Beck. And I'm going to give you a gift because I think Vegas wins this thing outright.
Ooh.
This is, I think dog. Vegas is not as bad as a team as. Advertised. They should have beat Seattle at home a couple weeks ago. Danucci did a fourth down Josh Gordon bomb, but that's out there. But I'm telling you, with Luis Perez back in there now,
I was going to say
he looks like the best quarterback in the league right now.
You could argue he was one of the best quarterbacks in the USFL, and I do think like you kind of
just worried about. I think the Battlehawks defense is better. That's what's
peel back.
They are, but like you said, like on the road. I mean, like this St. Louis team, they're the best of the mediocre.
Yeah.
And Vegas is a much better. Like, if they switch divisions, I think they
get.
Could.
All right. So take away their three losses, twice to the Defenders, one to the Sea Dragons. They're 1-1. And I think to your point, Luis Perez.
They're a hot team right now. They really are.
Hey, Luis Perez.
And they switched offensive coordinators 2 weeks ago. They averaged 7 yards a play in D.C. in that game, and they lost on just
Luis Perez
turnovers.
Gave me a full season sweat with the Generals in the U.S.
And you got Cashman Field there. That we were there that minor league baseball game.
Yeah.
They had that stand where they put the announcers in there where Notre Dame used to have their film scouts went go there in a hurricane. Coach Kelly
up in the tower.
Film the practice. We don't care where the hurricane's coming.
I like the unique home field advantage for the Vipers here.
Yeah, I mean,
is that because they
spray painted field?
Well, I mean, St. Louis is coming from a proper stadium. Like these bougie motherfuckers aren't going to know what to do in Vegas.
We should have before we took off Saturday tried to spray paint a little SGPN logo.
Oh yeah, they might not even notice.
They would have noticed.
Well,
not only that, but they wouldn't have known how to get it out.
I was
more importantly,
they ain't got the money to do that.
Maybe they put up. They probably put a fresh coat on before the game.
Yeah,
that's a great
slippery.
That's a great. You think
get that Super Bowl 57 crew out there?
I don't
there.
Think they have that kind of money. Sean.
Yeah, I think we still go out there.
You're right.
For next time. So you're going
I'll stick with St. Louis.
I'll take the points, +3.5. I've even seen four out there. Yeah. I think I like taking points anyway in the XFL. Right. And these lines are big this week. Well, at least those two are. But I think Vegas is a hot team, and Perez is the hottest quarterback in the league.
We like
right
Perez.
Now.
Sticking with my road chalk. Hey, we were just talking about our good buddy there who is looking to get in some extracurricular activities over in Las Vegas. That's right, Sword Vitality. You know, 40% of men are affected by impotence at age 40, nearly 70% by the age of 70. And again, you don't need to get those wacky pills at the gas station. You need to head over to Sword Vitality. If you aren't, I mean, imagine a world where you wake up and you don't experience an amazing erection. I feel bad for those guys, but you don't need, why? Again, erections are amazing. If you're not getting one, if you haven't had one in the past few days, I mean, what are you doing? Get some Sword Vitality. Not only that it helps your blood flow, it increases your stamina. You don't have to hide it. You can be proud of it. Unsheath your sword over at SwordVitality.com. Use our promo code SGPN. Get a nice discount. SwordVitality.com. Promo code SGPN. And also Talkify. Again, if you're
Sean, not at the same time.
I love this parlay.
No. This is was some concern by the ad team that we were creating SGPN DGen only that are essentially unstoppable. One, when they get their Sword Vitality going, and then two, when they find their perfect match over at Talkify, TAWKIFY. Again, maybe a single guy. What's the worst part about dating? Is that first date? Finding that there's so many red flags, so many things you can immediately go, hey, I don't want to date you. But then you got to go to the first date, second date before you start seeing those red flags. Talkify does that heavy lifting for you. They ask the awkward conversation or the awkward questions that, you know, make for horrible dates. Talkify, you want to talk about an amazing trend. Committed to finding you your match. 80% of their clients meet their person within their first 12 matches.
Yes, sir.
Again, they screen the potential matches. They do background checks, video interviews. They ask the hard hitting questions. So you don't have to. So you can just focus on the date. Right now, Talkify is offering our listeners 20% off when you become a client. Talkify.com/SGPN. That's TAWKIFY.com/SGPN. 20% off when you become a client.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
They need badges that reflect maybe metal, so you can explain what kind of sword you're working with.
Actually, you're calling back to the Sword Vitality.
Gold, Gold? You're going with gold. That's a soft metal.
I like the sword vitality statistics there. 40% of 40-year-olds. Yeah. That's probably low because you. I imagine that's through a poll.
Yeah.
So who's going to be answering that, honestly? No pun intended, but, you know, with the poll. But, like, yeah, of course, you're going to say, no, yeah, fine.
100% lead pipe lock. Never had an issue.
No need
to be ashamed.
And that is a great parlay of two stumps. Add a third leg. Download the Creep app. Creep. Watch other people, though.
Steel is probably a little harder than
yes.
I. We might want to update our lead pipe lock.
Well, it's
Blue
probably.
Horseshoe loves Anaconda Steel.
Have you watched Mandalorian? Whatever the stuff they make the Mandalorian shit out of. That's what it'll be after Sword Vitality.
Update the Sword Vitality read. All right. Next up. The fake made up animals that aren't roosters, the Brahmas of San Antonio.
Right.
The San Antonio Rocks. They're taking on the Arlington Renegades at 12 p.m. on the West Coast in beautiful Arlington, Texas. This is a situation where they don't have to travel.
Right.
When you catch the Arlington home game, everyone wins.
This is a home and home.
Both teams
are all
happy.
At home anyway.
Yeah. Right. Both teams are happy. Arlington laying three, -165. +140 for the Brahmas. 32.5 is the total. That's comically low. I mean, 42 and a half.
Well,
42.
Well, they just played last
32
week.
32 and a half.
They just played Sunday night, 12-10 final, and it was a struggle to get there.
It was a real great product trotted out onto the field. 12-10. And
well, that's great. According to Colby, that's the best product.
The highlight was the punter, Derek King, Marquette King.
Oh yeah.
He punted
drip
and then downed his own punt inside the 10. I'd never seen that. It would have been like the dream of a punter, I think, is like diving in the end zone and knocking the ball back to down at a one, but he came really close. No one was touching the ball, ran down, tagged it right at the 9.
That is a pretty, like that goes in his highlight reel first, right?
He almost fair caught it himself.
It's the XFL. Why? What are you punting on the? They were on the opponent's like 45. Like, go for
it's real soft.
It was like 30 seconds ago. They were.
That's
trying to
also
wrap
true.
Up
they
the
were
game.
Trying to ice the ice the game.
I don't care. We got. I got you -2.5.
This I how can you? For me, it's very. I'm going to take the points, just simply off the fact that it was just such an ugly game. How can you not take it? A team getting an extra 10 points here. Or, sorry, extra 3 points.
Right. And it's a revenge angle. They just lost revenge angle, if you can do it that way.
Revenge, we like revenge.
Yeah. My analysis is pretty deep with this one, and that is I'm going to go to the board.
Let's hear it.
He's got the whiteboard.
Yeah, going to the whiteboard for this, and that is Jack Cohn is awful.
He really is.
Fucking terrible. I mean, he's.
And he's the quarterback. Again.
He's the quarterback. They try to get him out, but I don't know what we've done to endure this. And they put him back in.
Yeah.
The other guy got hurt. And next thing we couldn't, you just can't get rid of Jack Cohn.
He's bad. He's on the Brahmas. He's the Brahmas QB.
He is the Brahmas quarterback.
You ever, I bet on him or faded him a couple times in college football, and fading him was just a pure delight. I don't know how he was playing Division I at such a high level. It was crazy.
Easy handicap here. Arlington probably is the team that's like hanging on to the rest of the league. That's like it's Sunday. So Slaughter Sundays activate. Sean, we like betting on Slaughter, right? Mm. Like maybe he's coming around. His electric play style.
Slaughter had some hilarious things.
Really trying to put a ball on the Slaughter tee for Sean. He's not swinging the bat at all.
I was
really
not
interested.
I was diving in
playing
on
some blackjack over there.
No, I was diving in on Slaughter early on, but I don't know.
I will say
Slaughter's one touchdown to four interceptions ratio is
not
really doing it for me.
Slaughter's not good. And I will say this.
looking at the passing stats for the entire league in one screen. View is a real treat.
It's funny.
Jack Cohn, meanwhile, has 5 touchdowns.
He
four
had the first two good games. I'll give him that. He did have the first two good games.
He's cooled off,
which was the worst thing he could do because now we can't get rid of him. Like, his numbers aren't mediocre when he compared to the rest of the league. Like, but you have to trust that Jack Cohn's terrible. Please get him out. And now Bob Stoops, the Arlington coach, he's just as bad as as Buckley over in Orlando, but he acts like he's a great coach, but he doesn't even know he's coach. He's like watching as a viewer down there. Now you have him coach up. He's like, man, that's some, his sound bites like, man, that's some bad football out there. Go. So, who's in charge of that? You are, Bob.
Nugget about these two teams. If you add their touchdowns together that they've scored, it equals 13. Mm. Every other team in the league outside the Guardians has scored 13 touchdowns by themselves.
That's why I'm taking the points, because they're both have horrible offenses and kind of okay relatively defenses. Ugh. So the fact that you're getting a free field goal, I think you almost have to take
Arlington's
the promise.
47 of their, like, I think it's like 58 points have been off of turnovers. They've produced 9 points on their own throughout the entire of the season.
But why is that not going to happen in this game?
And we got some breaking news from J. Mark Reed Sinet in a boot. So if you're hoping for some Jack Cohn relief, it's not coming.
Yeah, here we go.
And that's a good sign for the league that they can afford walking boots. I don't know if you know what the copay is on a walking boot, but it's like $85.
So if you've been following my picks in the XFL, Sean, I have.
13-3 on the show, Ryan.
Very chalky.
Meanwhile, I'm 10-6, and I'm 3 games behind 100% lock.
Here comes
if you're into percentages.
Last week I would have hit another lock. We didn't do a show because it was March Madness. Yeah. I were bad, but yeah. I mean, look, it's a lot of favorites. It's a lot of favorites. The point spread doesn't fucking matter. And if you hear any nerds out there talking about they've figured out home edge, they've solved the key numbers of the XFL. No, they haven't. These are just bad, like good teams versus bad teams at this point. And when you have two bad teams together, I'm gonna take the team. This is tough though, because Sean, your logic is sound. And while the obvious thing to do is just take the under in this game, I'm gonna take Arlington, because I guarantee they're the defense. If we were talking NFL, they would be the defense of any time touchdown of the week.
Yeah, they're a great defense, but they're easily the biggest disappointment. It's amazing how they have 3 wins. It really is.
Yeah, and maybe I do. You know what? Maybe I should.
And it's a revenge spot. Like the other team just won. I know it's not rocket science.
No, right. You know what? I get it. So you're gonna take you're on Cone. You're locked.
Yeah,
in.
I'm on Cone because you compare him to Kyle Sloter and Drew Plitt, who have been complete nobodies. Plitt is 5.4% yards J-Mark. Per attempt for Plitt.
Who's J-Mark taking?
Yeah, J-Mark's in the chat. Fellow XFL sharp.
You can find that on Wednesday, Jay. Right, yes. J-Mark. Oh, don't be letting out. Don't be letting out any of the secrets for the XFL. Okay.
CJ is.
You know, subscribe.
I'll spill everything I have, but no one cares about mine. But J-Mark's our stack guy. We need him for Wednesday.
CJ, it sounds like you're leaning Arlington.
Well, I tell you what, I had San Antonio last week. I was pretty disappointed in them -2, but I kind of like. I mean.
Go back to the well? Is that what we're doing?
I kind of want to go back to the well. You got Hines. I've been pushing this Hines Ward narrative that just like the Steelers, they come on late. The Steelers have a late.
Well, you know, Hines Ward.
What about Rod Woodson? Yeah, he's more of a restaurateur than a Steeler.
Hines Ward, like Mike Tomlin, never had a losing season as a head coach.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it is his first year as a head coach, but he's still never had a losing season.
They have great running backs, and they don't use them. They have Jock Patrick, who I love. He's the.
All right, let's go.
Earl Campbell.
Lead the league. They lead the league in tackles for loss. So let's go. The Brahmas.
Oh, yeah. So you're switching your pick, right?
Let's go.
Give me the Brahmas and the candy. You got 3 points in a total that might not hit double digits.
I was reminded of the people who were from Arlington that were Cowboys fans that we were playing craps with.
Yeah,
it's a great point.
This weekend. So, yeah, San Antonio at least is like the. They're not Cowboys. Hopefully, they're not Cowboys fans. All right. Last game, this is a great game.
This is it.
I don't want to steal Colby's lines because he's not here right now. But this is a great game. 4 p.m. on the West Coast, Houston, the Roughnecks. Oh wait, is this Monday?
Monday night.
Holy shit!
Damn right, Monday night.
Oh my god! What are they doing?
they're taking on the NIT, is what they're doing. They're not afraid.
Don't they know the Women's Sweet 16 is going to be going on?
Four
p.m. on
it's
the West Coast.
It's a lady battle.
Oh, what a time win. Houston Roughnecks and the DC Defenders. The Beer Snake will be in, which, by the way, it sounds like there's a chance we may be having one of the beer snake originators on the XFL
gambling
podcast. So you're going to want to subscribe to the XFL gambling podcast.
Yeah.
That sounds like riveting shit. I want to know how that
Moneyline Max, like, I might be able to connect us with the one of the lead guys right, behind the beer snake.
Like, what's that even mean? He drives up just for the cups.
His business card says head of beer snake.
This whole odyssey the guy went through to like start the beer snake.
Head of beer snake. That's a great head job title.
Just that card alone, handing it out.
Head of snakeology.
All right.
Is he a certified reptile handler?
The Roughnecks are.
Oh, that would be a great show up to the reptile show and just you're a giant beer snake.
Oh, that's a great species of snake. We need to get that added to Wikipedia. Houston Roughnecks are catching 2.5 plus 125 on the money line. DC minus 145. 42 is the total. Mm. All right, we really nailed Reggie Barlow. I think I'm still nailing the coach's name. We nailed this being the best team in the league before the season, based on the fact that he was the most real head coach.
And they were picked like second to last before the season. I got a 750 future.
Yeah. I mean, you could have gotten them and you could have gotten them and Seattle. Yeah. Play the closing line cash register for CJ, but DC and Seattle both were in the 8-1 range, right, which seems crazy at this point. DC laying 2.5 here. I guess you could argue Houston on a bounce back. Houston's a good team.
Yep.
DC's the best team in the
league. Let's go, Roughnecks. Revenge.
Until someone beats DC, I'm on DC. They're the best team in the league. They have a coach who is there's nothing joking on the sideline here.
Right.
This is a serious business for him. And I think DC keeps it going at home. They're one of the few places with a little bit of a home edge.
It's definitely a home edge there.
Although
they're trying to regulate the beer snake. Now there's rules. You don't put rules on a beer snake.
It's DC. If you take out St. Louis, right? Those are the only home edges we care about.
For sure.
And so you're telling me it's only 2.5?
Seattle a little bit,
they're 5-0. But if you take out the two games against the Vipers, two games against Battlehawks, they're only 1-0, and they only beat the Seattle Sea Dragons.
You picked the Battlehawks.
That was on a Danucci fumble at the 1 yard line.
All right, let's talk about it. Tier one in the XFL.
Love Houston.
Tier one is Houston.
Wade Phillips, this defense, how do you beat the decent DC defenders? You slow down their rushing game. Oh. What does Houston do the best? I wish Pick Dundee hadn't been suspended because he's a yards per game guy. I know he's a honk for DC football.
He's been calling Seattle like all season better than Houston. He's getting killed on the boards,
because
his power rankings are only yardage only. Yeah. So after Seattle beat Houston, Seattle actually still came down his power rankings because they didn't have a good yardage game. They didn't get 300 yards, so they plummeted.
I think you're getting cute here, Sean. I know you have a love for Houston.
Ryan, you want to talk
and
about
all things
cute
in Texas?
Here's the thing, Ryan. If you get a 2.5 point spread in a professional football game, what do?
Well, Sean,
you take the 2.5 or you lay the 2.5. They're making it minus 2.5, so you go, I feel nice and safe. I feel nice and safe laying 2.5. I don't have to worry about them,
Sean,
losing and not covering the spread.
Some of our NFL fans might be listening and they just heard you compare the fucking XFL to the NFL. How dare you?
It's professional.
Semi-pro. Right.
They're getting paid.
$5,000 a week. Come on.
Not Hundley. He's getting paid $20,000 to hold a clipboard.
DC is an auto play team until I'm proven wrong.
They do run the ball. They're the only team that runs the ball. They average over 160 yards running. Abram Smith had 200 yards and 3 touchdowns last week. I mean, they run right at you. Their D-line is amazing. Houston does have a 10-day layoff. Thursday night game.
Them and Seattle a little extra rest. Sean,
they're going to come out with a chip on their shoulder.
Sean, I know
they're
going
to come right from the oil fields with their wrenches.
I know you
beat up your defenders.
If there's one thing that scares oil men is snakes. So
lemons.
And lemons. They hate the lemon parties. Here is the tiers of the XFL. Championship contender, DC. Next tier, which is playoff contender, Houston, Seattle. And then you have St. Louis hanging on by a thread, and then the rest of the teams suck. So DC wins. DC remains undefeated, and Houston, all of a sudden, don't look now, but
it could be trouble.
They're still going to be in the playoffs because they're clearly the best team in their division.
Well, DC
need it? Does DC need this game?
Yeah. They're in a competitive division.
They're fine. They beat the Battlehawks twice already, and Battlehawks are in second.
CJ, you're doing this for CJ.
The Roughnecks are hanging on to a one-game lead in the XFL South. This is XFL football at its finest. They're not the Renegades. They're in the hunt graphic, Ryan. They're
how much CJ loves your emotional bullshit motivation angles.
That's why I'm here.
And no, DC, we're in the middle of the fucking season, Sean. This isn't week 17 or 18.
I'm sure Colby would make DC his lock. I'm going with Houston plus 2.5. CJ, how say you?
And I love DC. Like I said, you can head it up, but I love that future I have on DC plus 750. I've been touting them all season long. But I do think there is value on Houston getting points in this game. I mean, this is a team. I'm not ready to kill them just because they lost on a short week in Seattle to the Danuch with a June Jones revenge game, by the way. June Jones, Houston coach at Houston.
You know?
And that felt like a little bit of an outlier. I mean, how often are you going to pick off a guy, what, 3-4 times and still lose the game?
Not a downgrade of Houston for me.
Absolutely, I know, but all of a sudden we're saying they're, you know, I mean, obviously DC can win, and I wouldn't, but you certainly can't lock them up. Houston was beating teams by 20, 30 points. They were bad teams, but they were. I mean,
and margin of victory.
Parade Phillips, I call him Parade Phillips because he waves to the crowd. He's done with it. You know, he's a great parade float.
He was an eyewitness to JFK's assassination.
Have we told the story of? Of him not coming on our show because he was I forget what
big time Colby. Colby's
like,
still mad.
He was out of town or something.
He goes, I'm out of town, and then he showed up on some
NFL Network.
Yes. NFL Network.
Sitting at a training camp and Colby got so hot.
Lose my number, Dundee.
Seriously. I mean, Sean, obviously, you know, I have a coin flip situation here. Do I lock up? No, it's easy. I maintain my 100%.
There we go. Dramatic reveal at the whiteboard. Kramer is writing it down.
All right.
He's going to go with Seattle, the Sea Dragons.
Perfect record on locking up Seattle, laying the points here. I mean, score prediction 32-12. That seems like an XFL score.
Wow. Well, they have a great defense. Sure.
What do you got for your dog, Ryan?
Well, I have two dogs this week, which is I'm feeling rare. A little strange about.
Chalky.
And I, you know what? Last time I'll do it, but I'll give Luis Perez one more go as my dog. Give me the Vipers plus the points. I think St. Louis might be a little fraudulent. They're kind of in that contenders graphic. Wow. I think I started the season thinking AJ McCarron sucks, and I'm going to finish the season thinking AJ McCarron sucks. I do like the story about him doing this for his kids, though. Full disclosure.
You know, AJ McCarron.
Oh my God, I'm so sick of that goddamn story. If I'm AJ McCarron's kids, I'd rather watch him hold a clipboard in the NFL and we can go to, you know, Cozumel for vacation than listen to them watching him lose to the Defenders.
For my lock, I'm doing it. I'm fading the big boys.
Uh-oh.
Give me the. Oh, wait, sorry.
Yeah, reveal,
need you.
Reveal.
What are you doing, Sean?
Get in the box.
Yeah,
teach them box rules here.
Yeah, this is the. If you want access to the Google Sheet version of the whiteboard, sign up for our Patreon. That's actually a hilarious idea. You have a whiteboard and you have
Here we go. Give me the Houston Roughnecks for my lock. That's plus beautiful. 2.5. They're not going to need it. For my dog, give me the Brahmas. Well, you're in bull country right now. Brahmas get to bounce back. It's a great revenge spot. They're both bad teams. Brahmas pull it out.
That's gorgeous.
CJ, what do you got?
I'm going to go to both games there. I'm going to go for dog and a lock.
Ooh.
Until further notice, you just keep playing.
Oh, look, he's got a total in there?
Playing every Vegas over until further notice. I mean, Perez is just on fire. He's a great score, and their defense is a sieve. It'll be a back-and-forth affair up in the
Hashtag Fangang.
In the Scissor Lift Stadium out there in Vegas and the minor leagues. Spray paint your bones. And then for the dog, I'll take Vegas, too, just plus those points one.
Yeah.
So you got the Vegas Vipers on the money line looking at plus 145.
Yes, sir.
And you also like for your lock.
For the lock.
The Vegas Vipers over 32.5.
42 and a half.
So 42 and a half.
32 is the San Antonio one.
Oh, that's a you're right. That's an alt total. If you if you could
back up the Brink truck, if you can find 32 on a Vegas total, are you kidding me? That's a team total.
That's a definitely an off market number.
Yeah, that's a team total.
You're gonna want to. I mean, based on my numbers at least, my very private power numbers that I don't. I'm never gonna share.
Private power numbers. Let me erase. Let me erase the board. Let me.
They're the same power numbers that had me laying minus 6,000 with Purdue the other day.
Private power Purdue.
Oh, you and Fezzik, right?
The whole whole debate of
still had a winning day. He said, "Fezzik, I love Fezzik said that." I know you guys tell us still had a winning day. Went 3-2.
Walk us through it. Walk us through how you had the winning day when you're laying a minus 4,500.
Multiple touts had a similar story, and then there was this whole debate on the internet because people were calling them idiots,
right?
Because it felt like the right thing to do. And they're not an idiot. You know, if you thought that minus 4,500 should have been minus 7,000, it's a great bet and you should do it every time.
I love those dialogues. For me, I think there's an easier way to make $100.
Yeah. And again, like we've discussed this, right? It's not so much the bet itself, you fucking dummies. It's the fact that you're swimming in a tout pool when you're giving out picks like that.
Right.
Because that is not something that an average person would, A, be able to get down for enough money for it to be worth their while, and B, it's just not if you're betting with 100 units, you're not going to put all 100 units on a fucking game. It's just stupid. So all it does is show that you're a tout. Like, it puts the tout badge on you because that's the only kind of people that tout, bet those.
Get in the box when you're doing this.
I don't know your take on this, so I don't want to I don't want to put you on a panel you didn't ask to be on.
I support the emotion. Get in the box. What I'm saying, yes. Box it up.
I mean, honestly, like.
Sorry, one more time. Hey. Make sure you subscribe to Bottom Line Bombs, where you can hear the man in the box, aka CJ Sullivan. It's on Apple Podcasts. It's on Spotify, wherever you download your podcasts. Do you have another point on there, Ron?
Hey, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No. I think I kind of wrapped it up, but it's like it was both great. From like a comedic standpoint, it's fun. Like, it's funny to see people like legitimately arguing over the math of like if you thought something should have been. Like, I thought it should have been 99.999%. Right. No, my power numbers have it 99.999999. So that extra, I mean, that's essentially what we're talking. When you're getting to four figure odds. So yeah, I don't know. From a comedic value, it's funny that people are arguing about that. And then from just a, like, come on, dude, you're missing the boat if you're not understanding what people are saying when they're calling you out for being a fool. You're clearly trying to sell an experience that you can't. What is it they say? You wrote a check, your ass couldn't cash.
Gelati LOL saying, as a nerd, it's safe to say these fucking nerds. Yeah,
it is. Sorry, please don't cancel me.
Please don't cancel Kramer.
I can write Python. I'm not.
Humble brag. No wonder you're on the Vipers.
I should do it this way. I have friends that write Python. Oh, wow. So I can say that.
Big time flex.
Yeah.
Man, that is a flex.
Speaking of snakes.
Hey, make sure you go to youtube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast. Smash that subscribe button. Toss us a nice rating review. Enter the sportsgamblingpodcast.com/golf party so we can hang out together at the Circus Stadium Swim. Ryan will talk to you the entire 3 days, so don't worry about it. And you get to see Ryan snorkel in the Circa pools. And if you're in the LA area, April 1st, Saturday, 7:30 p.m. at the Ice House, be there and be square.
Legendary. Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, second the Money Green, and he is Ryan.
Also happy to talk to you at the Ice House.
Kramer, let it ride.